Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We have a new sponsor that you guys are going to love. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks. Every time your team wins, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 7,000-plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.symbol.com to create a free account, and when you deposit, make sure you use the promo code XYZ to make your deposit risk-free. Visit https://symbol.com and use the promo code SD, and your deposit will be risk-free. That means if you lose money, Symbol will refund your initial deposit. No questions asked. Join Symbol and start investing and profiting from your favorite teams. Spotify Green Room. It's the live, audio-only sports talk platform. Talk to their fans, athletes, insiders in real time. Get in the conversations you listen to here every day. Share your own experiences. Takes on the app. All you do is go to the iOS App Store, Google Play Store. Download for free. Create your profile, link your Twitter. Come in with your spicy takes. Welcome to our Pitt Panther Rants, another sports fans podcast. Let's pause that here and get rid of that. Watt Harris, your host, brought to you by the Sports Drink. And happy Victory Monday. And of course, I'm starting off with Poison. And of course, I botched the whole thing where I was going to play like a highlight of Kenny Pickett's touchdown pass or whatever, you know, the audio. And it didn't work out that well. I had my podcast pause while I'm sitting and listening to Poison. And I'm like, okay. And I look, I'm like, okay, the time hasn't, you know, the recording time hasn't, you know, increased. And then I realized, oh, I have not gone back to recording it yet. But, you know, Enter Sandman was supposedly going to be the big thing, you know, last week or this past Saturday. But after the game, Brett Michaels of Poison went on Twitter and he posted a picture of himself and giving, you know, shout out to Kenny Pickett and Pitt. It seems that Brett Michaels, the lead frontman of Poison, enjoyed himself watching the Pitt game. And that makes me a very happy person. You know, of course it makes any, you know, it was just an iconic thing. Maybe he will do a show, you know, before Pitt game. I mean, maybe he'll come down and, you know, if this weirdness keeps happening with Pitt, where Kenny Pickett is now on some Heisman lists, he's now he's projected to be number one overall in the draft, or he'll get drafted by the Detroit Lions. Yeah, it's very weird. I mean, Pitt's moving up as favorites to win the ACC division. But what people are really ignoring is the fact that on the other end of it, you have not so much Clemson, but you have NC State. NC State, obviously, is now in the driver's seat for the Atlantic division. And if you're a Pitt fan, you know our nice little history of playing NC State in any type of sporting event, whether it's baseball, basketball, you know, whatever. We always seem to have some sort of trouble with NC State, no matter who the, you know, what the sport is. So that's getting very, very, that's getting ignored, and we can't really, eventually we're going to have to not ignore that. If we keep winning, especially if we win out the regular season, the more it keeps happening, we're going to end up, you know, we're going to have to somehow, somewhere down this road, we're going to have to acknowledge NC State. That's just how it is. Now, getting back to Poison, who could forget Bret Michaels and Rock of Love? Remember he did those two Rock of Love things on VH1? And they weren't too bad. I mean, I forget who won the second one, but I remember the first girl. And if I remember correctly, she was like a, I think she was an LPN or something like that. I mean, she was a nurse and she traveled a lot. And that's the thing, Rock of Love winners. What happened to them? Let's see here. Season one. I forgot there was three of them. I forgot now. There was. She won that? There was the girl with the pink hair. And it was her. I don't know what's going on with them now. Well, the one chick I remember, the first chick with the pink hair supposedly was going to have her own rock band or something like that. She was the girl for Bret Michaels briefly. Basically, Bret Michaels didn't want a relationship. He just wanted the But he's Bret Michaels. He doesn't need a reality show to get laid. I mean, yeah, that's, you know. And of course, I know the one girl, Amber. She was the registered nurse or LPN. She was a travel nurse, and they dated. But, I mean, she had her own money and stuff like that. So, I mean, that just. And the third one, I think I stopped watching after that. I mean, I had no interest in watching. I mean, it's like Flavor of Love. I mean, the first two seasons were good, and then you're like, it's the same old crap. I'll stop watching it. But then there was Charm School. I remember when he combined all the women from Flavor of Love and Rock of Love. But there was that one girl from Rock of Love that got drunk really bad. I want to see that. Rock of Love, drunk girl. I wonder what happened to her. Let me see here. All I know is I remember she passed out. I mean, she was drinking, and I remember she didn't make it down the elimination circle. I mean, that's how bad it was. I mean, she basically couldn't get out of it. I think she ended up on Charm School, and I think they ended up kicking her off as well because I'll have to look her up and see what happened to her. Okay, her name was Courtney. What happened to her, I wonder? Well, I don't have much time to look for it. Was she season one or season two? I have no idea. I wonder what happened to her, though. I have to look up and see what happened to her. But I just remember she, Yep, that was her. Courtney Van Dusen was her name. I just remember she didn't make it to elimination, and Rock of Love, they fed her some more alcohol, and that was it. Oh, wait a second. No fucking... Whoa, wait a minute. No way. No way. I'm going to have to look this up, because I think she lives in Houston. And I think she's around here, around where I live. Or I could be wrong, who knows. But yeah, I'm going to have to look that up. But yeah, yeah, we're definitely falling off the wagon here with this. Because I went from talking about Pickett jumping on the whole bandwagon thing, all the weirdness, to Poison. Now we're going to Rock of Love, and we're really falling off the tracks here. Speaking of Splips, Adele's released a new song, and people are, I guess, we're trying to find a reason to cry again. But you know, I think the hilarious part about the whole Adele thing is she really didn't get dumped this time. Her and her ex-husband mutually agreed to split, mainly because Adele wasn't ready to settle down yet. And you know, when you're a celebrity or any time if you get married or whatever, you take a step back from things, and she obviously didn't want to be out of the limelight, obviously, because, you know, I mean, you take a break from the limelight, you can go back into it. If anything, maybe Adele just needs some new material for her music, but, you know, I mean, that's just how it is when you get to something serious like that. I mean, when you're with somebody, yeah, your excitement for the weekend goes from probably partying on the weekends to your excitement is you found, you know, you went to Sam's Club and got a whole bunch of steaks for a big discount. You know, that could be pretty much your excitement. Or you power wash the driveway, or you clean the leaves, you did some remulching today. I mean, that's pretty much what's going to be your excitement. That's a great, you know, it goes from seeing karaoke at Mario's at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday nights to spending your days, you know, whether it's yard work, cooking, and doing whatever it is. And if you have kids, it's different. Things change. It's how it is. And every once in a while, you meet with the guys, you play poker, and whatnot. Now, Pip beat Virginia Tech 20-7. I thought this game would go over the total, and it didn't. It was windy. It was rainy. But at that, you know, which means Kenny Pickett's numbers weren't going to be as impressive. But what's crazy about this is Pitt pretty much did enough to win the game. And it actually, this weather affected Virginia Tech more than it did Pitt. Because Braxton Burmeister was pretty much useless. I mean, 11-32, 134. Pitt's defense pretty much did a whole enough to, you know, Eric Hall had a pick. And, of course, Servisi Dennis, 8 total tackles, 3 solo. Habuk Baldonado, he had 1.5 tackles for loss. I mean, and of course, Pitt racked up 3 sacks as well. I mean, they did just enough to win this game. They shut down Virginia. I mean, Tech ran for 90 yards rushing. And, you know, when you have a night and day like that, and of course, Pitt got over 200 yards on the ground. Izzy Abakanada got 140 of them. He should have more than that. I mean, there's, you know, whatever. There's some sort of love affair with Vincent Davis. And, you know, if we would have gave him the ball more instead of trying to throw the ball more, I think he would have bigger numbers. Because this is one of those games where you really should have had to run the ball more. I mean, Kane did a great job, though. It just, when it's windy, your passing attack tends to, you know, not be as lethal. J.R. Wayne, 6 catches, 94 yards on a TD. Assen, 5 for 62. I mean, it's... Gavin Bartholomew had a, you know, got his first TD. I mean, overall, it was just a really, really amazing and great effort for all of them. Now, as we look at the rest of the ACC, let's see. But before that, Let me talk to you about Spotify Green Room. It's the live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to other fans, athletes, insiders in real time. You know, you react to breaking news, you have watch parties, all kinds of fun stuff. And who knows, maybe Brett Michaels may show up to one of your pit watch parties. You know, he may show up, maybe he plays a tune, you know, since it's audio. Maybe he'll do something, you know, from his, wherever he's at. Maybe you guys chug some beers, whatever. And, you know, to get on this excitement, you just got to download it from your iOS App Store or Google Play Store. Link your Twitter, join some groups, and you'll get started. Do your spicy takes. And, of course, let's not forget about our new sponsor. It's Symbol. It's the stock market for sports. It's going to allow you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports team like stocks, and every time your team wins, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 7,000-plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Go to www.symbol.com to create your free account. When you deposit, make sure to use the promo code XYZ to make your deposit risk-free. Visit today and use the promo code. Well, actually, it says XYZ and SD. They got to fix this. If XYZ doesn't work, guys, use the promo code SD for sports drink, and your deposit will be risk-free. So, yeah, use SD because we are sports drink. I don't think XYZ is going to work. I think it's just a template. Kind of like I state your name, you know. Let's get back to this whole risk-free thing. If you lose money, Symbol refunds you, so no questions asked. Join now, start investing and profit off your favorite teams. All right, guys, let's get back to the scores. Clemson beat Syracuse 17-14. I thought they would cover this game, but they didn't. I just thought it was a trap, but I don't know what's going on. I'm hoping they don't. You know, Clemson doesn't come. You know, Pitt's a favorite against Clemson on Saturday, and that's if there's anything more weird, it's that. Let's see. Pitt lost. Pitt going the over. You know, Pitt beat Virginia Tech on the over. That failed. They covered the -5 though, so you know that's a win. UNC, they beat Miami barely. And Boston College lost. So let's take a look. I was 4-2 overall in the ACC. You know, NC State destroyed Boston College. I thought BC would pull off a win, but NC State's going to be pretty much very, very annoying, obviously. And that's just something we have to deal with. Duke lost Virginia 48-0. North Carolina beat Miami 45-42. So Miami will be replacing his coach. Looking at Pitt's schedule. Pitt's got Miami after Clemson. My hope is that Miami doesn't make a coaching change until after Pitt. Because you know what happens to teams when they make coaching changes? They tend to start playing better. I mean, I think that happened on Pitt one time when they played Miami. They got rid of Al Golden and all of a sudden Miami was playing lights out. So, yeah, I mean, Miami, if you could do us a good favor, please wait till next week. You know, please wait till, you know, after we play to make your change, because that would be awesome. And, of course, you know, Pitt, Virginia Tech, that was the big game. So let's take a look at the top 25 and see what happened. Oregon beat California. I lost that one because I had Oregon covering. In fact, in terms of top 25 games, I had a pretty miserable day, miserable weekend. Let's take a look here. Why Georgia winning that? I don't know. Iowa losing, winning. Let's see. BYU lost to Baylor, so ooh, yeah, I took a lot of losses today. Oof. Win. Vols lost. Yeah, I was pretty bad. Let's see. Overall in the top 25 I was. Let's see. 2-1, 2-3, 2-5, 5-5, 5-7, 7-7, 7-8. Oh, I was 8-8. Holy shit. I mean, I just saw a whole row of L's as far as what I did. So ACC, I was 4-2, top 25, I was 8-8. Let's see, overall, I was 12-10. But let's take a look here. Yeah, Oregon barely beat Cal. 24-17. Georgia beats Kentucky 30-13. So they keep it going. Cincinnati pasted Central Florida. My, how the money have fallen. Oklahoma destroyed TCU 52-31. Alabama destroyed Mississippi State 49-9, which is, you know, all comes on the matchups, and, you know, that was one of them. That were, you know, while they played great against Texas A&M, they were going to pretty much get pasted by Alabama. Bama, speaking of them, destroyed Mississippi, you know, I just talked about that. Michigan State barely beats Indiana 20-15. I thought Texas would beat Oklahoma State. They would, you know, after letting that game slip away, but it seems that Texas is just not a good second-half team. So, in terms of gambling, I would, if you're betting halves, I would look at Texas in the second half in those games. That could be a nice little prop bet for you. Ole Miss and Tennessee. Ole Miss went 31-26. I'll let the Vols win this one because they're on a roll, but Lane Kiffin being Lane Kiffin did it again. Auburn knocks off Arkansas, which other than I thought the Hogs would win this one, but nah, Auburn won it. I figured Herm Edwards would lose to Utah, and he did, 35-21. Baylor beat BYU 30-24, and I thought, I don't know, maybe Baylor is for real in the Big 12. I don't know. LSU beat Florida 49-42, but after this game, Ed Orgeron, I guess, and LSU agreed to part ways when the season's over. I kind of find their little reasonings about Ed Orgeron getting fired to be very, very fake. They won Ed Orgeron gone not too long after they hired him. The year they won the national championship, when that season started, they were wondering which game was it where they could finally fire Ed Orgeron. Which game were they going to lose where they could just fire him? But then Joe Burrow happened. All of a sudden, they loved Ed Orgeron. But now he's not winning like they want to. They're going to fire him now. So I'm not buying this whole thing about how he lost track of who he was. I mean, the guy's always been who he was. So, I mean, for me, it's just, you know, just cut the crap. I mean, you guys haven't won him. You guys really didn't want him since you hired him. And now, you know, just thank him for the national championship and move on. That's all. You'll have to, you know, make excuses to why you want to fire him. But going back to Pitt, yeah, this is going to be a weird... This whole thing is weird, and if we look at the rest of their schedule, I mean, they got Clemson, Miami, Duke, UNC. I mean, it's on paper, it's not an easy schedule, but I just hope Clemson doesn't wake up. Currently, right now, Pitt is in the conference. Pitt has a 2-game lead over their nearest closest person. They're 2-0 in the first place. Virginia's 3-2. North Carolina's 3-3. Georgia Tech's 2-2. Virginia Tech's 1-1. Miami 0-2. Duke 0-3. So Pitt pretty much is in the driver's seat for the Coastal. Pretty much they are. Shoot, they could go probably 4-3 and probably win this conference. But let's not hope we get to that. Let's hope that they try to at least win out these games. Miami's going to be a tough test because, you know, it doesn't matter how bad Miami is. We always have a hard time playing against them. And, of course, they should wallop Duke. North Carolina will be a tough one because of Sam Howell and that whole RPO crap. They should be able to beat UVA and, of course, Syracuse. So, yeah, I mean, Clemson-Miami will be too tough. I mean, this is going to be a tough stretch. And, you know, that's just that. Pitt basketball is picked to finish near I think 14th. I'm not sure how they're going to play. I see that they've been advertising themselves on Twitter about how they're going to be a team, you know, a team together that plays together. I think they're trying to adopt pretty much a similar formula that worked during Pitt's golden years, you know, the Dixon era. That's a possibility, but I don't know. Anyways, guys, I'm out of here. Talk to you later this week. Hail to Pitt.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.